Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my Quite Sarcastic News podcast. Today is January the 7th and I want to start with just a brief comment on the weekend's celebrity news. Blimey, some people will do anything to get out of babysitting, won't they? And now UK politics, and David Cameron has put forward plans to dramatically cut incapacity benefits. Apparently people with no legs will now only get half. He also says new claimants should have to undergo an in-depth assessment before being able to claim, which I must admit confused me, because what do they do at the moment? Tap dance into the DSS? Now, Gordon Brown responded saying that he already proposed everything Cameron had mentioned, and then Nick Clegg for the Lib Dems weighed in saying he preferred a middle ground between the two positions. Ah, the joy of democracy. And over to the energy sector, and Chancellor Alistair Darling has called a meeting with energy regulators to explain price rises. I just feel like I could do that for him. Well, listen, Blondie, since they've all been privatised, it's now their job to rip customers off as much as possible so that they can increase profit to shareholders. Also, we all love a good bribe and a good bonus, don't we? And in health, a report says that many cosmetic surgery clinics are using aggressive marketing tactics to pressure customers into having surgery. Doctors apparently greet patients with, "Hello, fatty, don't get many of you to the pound, do you? Do you want to come round the back door through the double doors? Oh my God, nurse, will you come in here and look at the nose on that? What a honker. Do you want it sorted out, or do you want to borrow my garden shears to trim your nasal hair?" One of their other tactics, apparently, is to offer discounts if patients have surgery straight away. Look, here's my advice for what it's worth. If there's one thing you don't want done as quickly and as cheaply as possible, it's your face cut up and rearranged with a sharp knife. And now today in the Daily Express. This newspaper leads on page one with a giant headline about how some areas of the UK are apparently no-go zones for non-Muslims. And the thing is, I have to be honest, when I bought the Daily Express at my local newsagent in Dalston, I did feel kind of embarrassed. I had to slide the Independent over the top. So I guess some areas of the UK are so dominated now by Muslims that people who buy fascist anti-Muslim newspapers do feel kind of awkward about it. Now, inside the paper, they say they are furious about the news that the government has let foreign university students overstay their visas. This move is really unfair on Express reading chavs. One was quoted as saying, "It ain't right, like, all them smart, clever, proper, like, fancy English-speaking, well-educated sorts hanging around over here, nicking all the good jobs off us joyriding scum like me. Next thing you know, they'll be handing out proper customer service, doing a bloody good job. It's wrong, it is, it shouldn't be allowed." Apologies if that sounded more like Eliza Doolittle than a chav, but fortunately, I don't get very much practice. Now, over in the US, and George Bush is beginning a tour of the Middle East, which some commentators have suggested he'll see as an opportunity to undo the damage he's done so far in his presidency and leave a positive legacy. Other commenters, with less faith in the divine power of miracles, are just hoping he doesn't punch King Abdullah in the face, then choke on a pretzel and steer Air Force One into a West Bank primary school. And over in China, and there's a film called Lost in Beijing. This is a film about a rape in a massage parlour, and it's been banned. Now, apparently, the authorities had already insisted on censoring the film to remove scenes showing dirty streets. But now, 2 months later, they've decided that as well as the nasty litter and graffiti in the background, they also have an issue with the fact that the whole plot is about a gruesome rape. And finally, well, a museum of laziness has opened in Bogota, Colombia. And to mark the occasion, well, I think I'll stop there and go and have a nice early cup of tea. But thanks very much for listening. My name's Kate Smurthwaite, and I'll be back tomorrow.